Hi, this is Aparna Ray from the Technology for Transparency Network, and today I am talking to Shubhranshu Chaudhary of CGNet Swara, an audio-based platform for the tribal population of Chhattisgarh, India. Shubhranshu explains how this initiative is helping to bridge a very important communication gap.
I am a journalist and I worked all my life as a full-time journalist with BBC. But around 5 years back, I decided to go back to Chhattisgarh where I grew up. And the main reason was I was understanding that the journalism which I was doing by hopping from one place to another and not visiting the next place, the same place again, unless the story has moved on. So like we go when there is 76 people killed, and when we go next time when 170 people killed. So it gives very little understanding of why of the situation. So I thought of concentrating in one place, and that's how I moved to Chhattisgarh. But when I reached Chhattisgarh, what I understood is that place is in a complete mess, and communication or a break of communication has played a major role in whatever the situation there is. Now, let me explain how or why I say this. See, this is a tribal state. And if you look at the journalistic fraternity, say, in Chhattisgarh, I did not find a single tribal journalist there. I did not find any journalist who understood any tribal language. And when I reached any tribal village myself, and what I was doing is talking to somebody who spoke Hindi. And in a very small minority of that community spoke Hindi. And Hindi had the same sociological connotation as English has in our mainstream society. Speak to somebody who speaks Hindi in a tribal village, you're talking upper class of the tribal community, and as journalists we were portraying that communication as the communication or the view of the whole tribal community. So what was happening that as journalists we were failing in passing on the information of what that community needs. So what I was looking at is to create a communication system which solves these problems, and there were two problems. One problem was of this language, which I said that of the journalists understood the language of the community, and the second was, say, like, when I came to Chhattisgarh to do journalism, there is no journalist who understood any of the tribal languages. So one problem is no language, and the second problem was distance. See, these communities, like Chhattisgarh is a tribal community, and they live in far off places, you know, where it's difficult to go. You go to a remote village, it takes you 5 days walk. So the physical reaching is a difficulty. And the third problem where that these people are not literate, most of them do not have electricity. So we were looking for a journalistic solution with the help of technology. And this is also the when mobile phone started penetrating in rural areas. Like today we have, you know, we say around 60% penetration of mobile phone in the whole region. We do not have exact figures for states. In comparison, if you look, the same official figure says that 54% houses do not have electricity in Chhattisgarh. That is different for other states. And those figures are higher for tribal areas. If you add all the newspapers, that circulation does not even reach more than 20%. So it looked that mobile phone could be a solution to break or some of these barriers. Mobile phone, they can use their own language. Mobile phone reach was quite high. And it will solve the problem of the distance. Many people have mobile phone and they have something to say. Means they want to share something, that something good, that maybe something bad happening to them. their handicap is they do not speak Hindi or they do not speak English, in which all our mainstream things operate. Let it be journalism, let it be information, let it be which we call digital world, and these people are outside of that digital world. So in technical language, we are using mobile phone to bridge that last mile connectivity. And after that, all the other work remains. Say, like when a tribal records a message saying X is happening in my village, after that, lots of work that message needs to go to that authority who needs to fix it up. So there is a translation involved, there is taking that message to that authority involved, and that authority needs to react on that. Then only this chain is complete. So we as journalists, our role finishes with finishing the communication loop. So yes, it means in a democracy, our role as participants of journalism is that there should be communication. So after communication, what happens? That's the other pillars of democracy. They also need to function. Say, if something wrong, injustice is happening, and the message reaches the court, after that court operates or not, if bureaucracy takes action or not, that is their arena. Okay. Missing as a journalist, which I found, which this project tries to address, is there will have to be appropriate medium. So as this experiment goes, we are just trying to bridge that communication gap, which exists there and which causes many problems. We do not determine that, okay, this week we are going to talk about corruption, next week we're going to talk about X, Y, Z. It's committee driven. So anybody who picks up a phone call and sends us information, say like if you look at from last 2-3 days, there are lots of people are sending songs or poetry. Somebody sent me a story from I think Buddha. So it is the subjects which people are raising. We do not have any agenda. We do not fix anything that this month we will be talking about X, next month we will be talking about Y. No, we don't fix anything. It is a platform where people come and talk what is near to them, what is dear to their heart. So they talk, and as a moderator, our role is that there are some basic rules of journalism, that it should be factual, it should not be inflammatory, it should not be derogatory. So we will not allow those things. So every message is moderated, checked before it is released. So a group of journalists work on the moderation side, but all the agenda is set by the people. There was a report saying in one school in Dantewada district, the teachers and the workers have not been paid from last 14 months. So somebody did an interview with one of the workers there, and when it went out, we put out the story and said, okay, Mr. Nand Kumar is the Secretary of Education. His phone number is this, his email number is address is this. Then lots of people have called him, or whatever happened, he immediately, we do not know the chain of events, what happened after that, but the result is within a week, those guys got paid. That could be one example. The second example is, say, like there is a public hearing happening in one village. Now, these are tribal villages, and they do not know whom to contact for what purpose. And it is very difficult for press to reach these remote areas. So one person reported that, okay, there is a public hearing going to happen here, and we fear this will happen, which has happened in the past, which has happened in the past in other places. And when that report went out, a journalist from Hindu picked up, and he reached that place at the time of hearing. And he reported what happened in the hearing, and exactly the same things which those villagers were suspecting did happen. And because it got published in Hindu, it got noticed by authorities who should act on that. So that action took place. These kind of things. say like somebody got arrested and the first on being charged of being a Maoist. Okay, so that is police's work, and so nobody has any reaction to that. But when somebody reports saying my son was arrested 10 days ago and he has not been on the charge of X, Y, and Z, and he has not been produced in the court so far. So then we put out that story saying, you know, this is the police officer and this is the person in charge. And so people will ask a simple question that, okay, he is Maoist, he is whatever. But our constitution says that person should be produced in the court. Why that has not happened? So police has been forced to produce that person in the court. After that, court takes what decision, that person is Maoist or not Maoist, that's a different story. So these kind of actions we have been seeing. My vision is to create this community which has caused this problem, which we call Maoist problem. So if you want to solve this problem, what you will have to do is to repair this break of communication between tribals and non-tribals, and this communication is not happening in traditional forms. So we need to invent a communication platform where there is communication between tribals and non-tribals, and also tribals amongst themselves. So that is the overall objective of this experiment.